It's April 9th, 2010. Hello and welcome to Media Shift 4-Minute Roundup, or 4MR, where I condense new media news for you in 4 minutes each week. My name is Mark Glazer. I'm executive editor of PBS Media Shift, covering the intersection of media and technology. First, here's the news. Not content to dominate the headlines for weeks with its new iPad, Apple announced new features for its iPhone operating system, including multitasking, social gaming, and app folders. But the real game changer could be its new iAd platform. What's it all about? Apple will sell advertising that will run inside apps and give app developers a 60% cut of those revenues. What that means is that Apple, a company known for hardware and software, will now enter the advertising business, which just happens to be the business that rival Google is dominating. In fact, Google had purchased mobile ad-serving company AdMob right away from Apple, and Apple instead decided to buy Quattro Wireless. Apple will be depending on Quattro, as well as its longtime ad agency, TBWA, to help it navigate uncharted waters in advertising. Google and AdMob actually welcomed Apple into the mobile ad business so that it might ease the way for the Google-AdMob merger that had come under scrutiny from federal regulators. We'll see if Steve Jobs can make mobile ads suck less. In other news, Columbia University will offer the first integrated journalism/programming graduate degree starting in fall of 2011. Students will take 2 semesters of classes at the School of Journalism and 3 semesters at the School of Engineering at Columbia in order to earn the degree. Why combine journalism with programming? Columbia Journalism Dean Bill Gruskin said that digital savvy college students will need to learn more than basic Wikipedia and Facebook skills. Gruskin told Wired News, "We hope and expect that graduates of this program will be more able to innovate and create the solutions the news business so sorely needs." End quote. Students will learn to create data visualizations, data mining, and next-generation narratives. While Northwestern University's Medill School of Journalism has offered scholarships through the Knight Foundation for programmers who want to learn journalism, the Columbia program is the first integrated degree program for students who want to learn both. Now it's time for Just One Question. I talked with Kanur Patel, a reporter for Ad Age magazine, about the recent announcement by Apple that it would launch a new iAd platform. My question was, how might Apple change the mobile advertising field?
It's kind of going to be a boon for mobile advertising. At this point, not that much money is spent in mobile advertising. It's a pretty small piece of the pie. A lot of marketers who may have been wary because, you know, they saw some lo-fi ads or, you know, it didn't look like a platform that would show off their brand in any meaningful way. Now know that the design might, that is Apple, is behind this media.
Now for this week's poll at Media Shift. The question is, what do you think about ads on your mobile phone? Our last poll question was, how much would you pay for news apps on the iPad? 28% said they'd only get free apps. 27% said they'd pay less than $5. 18% said, stop asking iPad questions. Looks like the backlash has begun. And 14% said it depends on the news outlet. Be sure to keep up to date with all the news, polls, and events over at PBS Media Shift at pbs.org/mediashift and our sister blog, Idealab, at pbs.org/idealab. Thanks to PBS and the Knight Foundation for making this podcast possible. Until next time, remember, if you're a media consumer, media mixer, or media maker, shift happens.